So I wanted to go through some aspects of the break-in so I can get some clarification on what really happened. So was a special ops team, did they come in and take 12 laptops?
No! No, Bert no. just went to your house. Bert just went to your house to wake you up. You didn't have to have Black Ops to do that, honey. No, no, no. It wasn't that serious. No, really. It was easy. It was simple. He was just trying to say, come on now, come back to our house, and you'll be okay. That was all. It wasn't serious at all.
Okay, I'm just talking about the break-in of Capitol Hill, obviously.
Oh, but, you changed the subject. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, you can do that. You can do that. Okay, now what's your question? Who stole what?
Was there a special ops team that came in with the break-in rioters and take 12 laptops, including Nancy's?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And so I think you didn't want to answer Bob about Lieutenant General McBurnany and being the Special Forces team that went in. Is that right?
Okay. What do you want to know about it? What do you want to know about it?
Well, I just validating the facts that have been coming, supposed facts that have been coming out about it. I just wanted to see what sources of information that I can rely on that have the accurate facts.
Oh shit! Don't talk to us. We said don't talk to us. We said that the Republicans was going to keep the Senate. So don't go by us. We're pretty fucked up.
No, just okay. Name them and ask about each one. Just do an inventory.
Well, I was just asking whether that general, I don't know how to pronounce his name, McInerney, was he ahead of the Special Forces team that went in and took the laptops?
He wasn't the head of it, but he was there, yeah.
Okay. And were people...
What have you heard that they got? You ask whatever you've heard, you ask about it.
I asked about the 12 laptops, and you said that they did. So, and the 12 laptops got given to, Trump?
Jared.
To Jared?
Yeah,
okay.
He's the geek. He knows that stuff.
Okay, and are you willing to say what damaging things were on those laptops?
Fuck no, because sure as Bob puts that on his Facebook page, they're going to say, how does he know that? He's now got Italian satellites to scan into emails. And scanning the laptops victoriously from the grave or wherever he's hiding this week.
Yeah, okay. That's not an answer. So why don't you just, are there different stories that have come out? Ask if they're real or not.
I am. That's what I'm doing. So were people who broke in paid rioters that were dressed up like Trump supporters?
Yeah, it's fairly easy to see.
Yeah,
did you watch any of the footage?
Yeah,
did you watch any of the footage?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
but what would a Trump supporter look like?
Well, he's normally white, kind of unclean, unshaven, kind of yucky. You know, like you, Bob.
Yeah, pudgy.
With a big old ice cream layer of flubber right around the middle, the midsection. It said the ice cream
that's
says wrappers right across the gut. That one. And then as that goes along, then they'd wrap a Trump flag around their back, and then they would look very commandeering and act like that they're less than but superior to you.
Okay, and so were these paid rioters, were they Antifa?
Antifa.
Antifa. No, she says it right. We make fun of it. That's the way we pronounce it. So stop all that. You don't know nothing. You don't even know how to say Kaylee McEnany or Laura Ingraham. So you can't be no judge of how anybody pronounces something. Bob! So the answer is, what's the question again? We were so worried about Bob.
Were the paid rioters Antifa?
No. You don't pay, no. You're confusing this. See, Antifa, whoever did this, those people in those pictures are going to go to jail. And they don't put Antifa people in jail. So that's not going to work. It's the subculture side. All those people in those pictures weren't doing anything wrong except for maybe criminal trespass. But how can you have a criminal trespass when the police open the door for you? And if the people's house in America can come in there, how is it that that's a problem now?
Right.
See, it wasn't the Trump supporters beating down the doors and getting shot and killed.
Okay. Okay, so who
was... Well, Linda, did he say they're Antifa? He mentioned subculture and Antifa. What did he say there?
Antifa's not paid.
Okay, who's paid?
Okay, so the people on the ground that were Trump supporters said that while Trump was still speaking, there was buses of people who unloaded in front of them and walked directly to the Capitol Hill with backpacks and weren't even part of listening to the speech. So these were the paid rioters. Is that right?
They were the troubled part of the rioters. Because nobody else would have done anything. They just walked. I think they were surprised when they got in. Those people weren't trying to do that. They didn't walk in there with a damn crowbar and start busting through shit. They just walked in the door.
Okay.
Yeah, but so who are these people who went in with a purpose?
Yes.
Before.
You already said that.
Well, no,
so this
not
is a
clear.
Subgroup. The subgroup of paid rioters that you see.
Who looked troubled. Who looked troubled was the key word.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to, they used this as a scheme. Now, the laptops pissed them off, but they used this as a scheme to finally drive the final nail in Trump's coffin, or so they thought.
Right. Okay, and
why do you say they were troubled? Are they ex-psychopaths or mental patients?
No, Bob. The troubled is the Democrats that are trying to nail the last nail in Trump's coffin. And then when they found out the laptops got gone, it was a double spy ring. Trump was doing but they were doing Trump, and Trump got them, and they got Trumped, and basically, they both did each other to death.
Right. So why do you say troubled? That they were Democrats who got off the buses?
Well, whatever they were. Doesn't matter. They were doing the bidding of the Democrat Party.
Yeah. Were they paid?
Yeah.
How do you get into a group like that? Do you go to Craigslist?
No, they invite you.
Individually, they know you. They know you as a regular Democrat, like Seth Rich.
Yeah, Bob. It's like, you know, when you go to town to get dope, you know where to go. Nobody has to tell you where to go buy your dope. You just go get your dope. They show up. See?
So they go to the Democratic headquarters?
No, I don't even have to do that. It'll find you.
Okay.
You got a message. Text 86304 to demagogue something, and the next thing you know, you're on the inside and you're on the list and get invited.
Were they local or were they flown in from Seattle? Like, was it all local?
Well, The woman that was killed was from California. So, figure that one
was
out.
Was she really killed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was she Antifa or something?
Indirectly, yeah.
A rabid, you know, Antifa, anti-Trumper or a pro-Trumper?
She wasn't pro-Trump.
She was there for other purposes.
Yeah.
Hmm. Who, Carolyn's asking, and she'll want this credit, we'll have to write it in the notes. Carolyn asks, who shot her?
Oh, the guard. The guard that was over the house guard, not the Capitol Police.
What's that mean? Someone, are you giving a hierarchy term?
Yeah.
Who's high up? Did they go in there to shoot somebody? Anybody or her?
They were already in there. The house guard is different than the Capitol Guard, Bob.
Yeah, and the house guard was already in there.
Most of the Capitol Guard didn't even have a gun. They had these stupid little sticks. What the fuck are you going to do with 500,000 people coming at you? 500,000 people coming at you hard with a hard look in their face, and they wasn't scared at all. You think if I was going to get in trouble, I'm nervous. They walked in that bitch like they owned it. And the guard started. I've never seen a situation where the people that's protected the thing go to the bank and walk up to the guard and being all mean. He don't run or throw the keys to the vault at you. He don't lay down. He don't do that. He'll take out something and beat the shit out of you. He's calling for backup or pushing the button. And.
Well, I don't follow that. You know what he's saying there, Carol? Who's doing what? You got this house guard. He's got a stick. No, he's got a gun. And then he went up and stared at somebody, or a Trumper stared at him?
The Trump walked in. If you look at their faces, they weren't taking anything. They were pushing those guards back, not touching them. The guards were running. They were stunned that these people were coming in there and being forceful. It was like, what? And they were backing up, running up the stairs.
Okay, I saw that. I saw the backing up. Who were these people who were marching in? Were they your
lazy Trump supporters? They were just Trump supporters.
All right, so they're not paid or staged. Why did the house guard go in there to shoot somebody?
He was already in there.
Yes, he's in there. Why did he shoot somebody?
In order to get Trump, somebody had to die.
Okay, so that was staged. Was he the one assigned, or they were all told to try it? All the house guards.
Mm-hmm. A couple of them, yeah.
Right, so they were the assassins. Have they been identified?
Ask Linda. She knows everything.
I haven't heard about the house guards, so I'm interested in the answer to that question.
Did he pick her out because he knew she was Antifa?
Yeah, but typically Antifa doesn't want to kill Antifa, Bob. So you have this blur. They can't tell the difference. The house guards are the ones in the suits.
The house guard would be Antifa.
God damn, no, Bob. Hush, don't do this. The house guards are the people in suits that had guns. Remember the people in suits that had guns? That's the house guard. The Capitol Police are the ones that dress that are in the dark blue, goofy-looking dudes. I think they should be a security guard at a mall somewhere.
Right, so you made a confusing statement back there. I don't know if we can go back and tease it out, but you were saying that an Antifa would kill an Antifa. You said something like that, and we thought you'd tell me. Wouldn't. An Antifa wouldn't. But now I'm saying, see, why did he pick her? Did he know who she was?
No. He just...
Okay.
It was just way to go. Mm.
And she looked efficient, since she was in the Air Force or something. And they said, well, there's someone who could be a threat.
And from California. Why in the world you come all the way across there just to come bust in the Capitol? That don't make sense.
Yeah. What is her boyfriend or husband, whatever it is, her partner going to do about this?
Get paid.
Oh, he was part of the paid grouping? He was a an Antifa?
No. No.
What would he get paid for? What would he get paid for?
Oh, he'll sue because the people's house killed his bitch. And
right.
They was planning to go to the Waffle Hut, and his friend was planning to go to the Waffle Hut, and now they can't go ever again. So he's been hurt forever. And so he's going to sue.
And he will win.
No, they'll settle out of court. Then the Capitol, they got a lot of money. No problem.
Okay, Linda.
Okay, so there's reports that there were 4 or 5 people in total that got killed. What's the accurate number?
5 since the guard died.
Okay, so who were the other 4?
The woman, the guard, another was a page. But that was a separate thing. They had like an asthma attack or something. Wet themselves and had a little fit and were so embarrassed. They were embarrassed to death. You ever heard of somebody that was embarrassed to death? But this one really was. And then you had another dude that got shot. But that was outside of the Capitol.
Okay.
But I'm sure they're going to probably call him, COVID. He'll probably be a COVID death before it's over with.
So,
I think there's one more.
Yeah, one more.
Another guard. That's the one that got hit in the head with the fire extinguisher.
With a stick, and was that an Antifa stick wielder?
Fire extinguisher.
Oh, fire extinguisher.
There was a stick. No, Bob's right. There was a stick one, and there was the fire extinguisher. He died later. That's why it's 5.
Okay. So who hit the guard with a stick?
Jamie Atwell.
Okay, and is that a special ops person or a paid rioter? Who's Jamie Atwell?
Just a worker.
A worker?
A worker. You mean a pro-Trump worker?
No, Democrat operative.
Dem op.
Yeah, now I think Gene posted that Trump's polls ratings went up today, but I looked and just Googled and there are a lot of ones saying they've gone down. He's losing ratings in the Republicans.
No, don't you ask Alphabet how Trump's doing? You're brave, Bob. That's smart. You're so smart. So something happened in Chernobyl, and so Bob goes and checks the headlines to see what Russia said about what happened in Chernobyl to see how it was going. You're doing great, Bob.
Well, Gene was citing something if I didn't
listen.
Did you see that on the line, on the chat line, Linda?
Which part?
Gene saying that Trump's ratings went up.
Yes, I did see that.
You don't know where it was.
Yeah, I have it linked, but I'd have to go back to the link she gave. Do you want me to do
right.
that?
Right. So, yeah, you can repost the link when you get a chance. But the thing is, that's within Trump territory, right? It's a divided society. So he's doing well in his thing, but the other side of the war, Trump's going down ratings-wise.
Right. So, so let me get this straight. So there was the woman, the vet from California who died. There was a guard who died who was struck, with a stick by Jamie Atwell, who was a worker, who was a Democratic operative. So why would the Dem operative hit a guard with a stick?
The Trump supporters weren't doing anything to be called for. They weren't causing any problem. So they had to be the problem.
So the guy could, he could murder somebody and get away with it.
No, he could murder somebody and Donald Trump could get blamed for it.
Okay.
Right, but after it clears up, they're going to come after him.
Ah, whatever. That's old news, Bob.
Yeah, well, it's quite brainwashed to be told that, okay, you can kill a few people if there are not enough deaths. That's pretty outrageous.
Well, why would you go through the whole process anyway? They knew they were going to walk down to the Capitol, so why not have busloads of people come in and destroy the Capitol because you can blame it on Trump? That don't make a lot of sense either. So.
Yeah, well, unless they think they're soldiers and, you know, taking someone out is okay.
Well, whatever. Things happen. People die every day,
don't they? Yeah, do people out there in the boondocks who are shocked at the general thing, do they understand this, the game that was played, the fake stuff that we're inventorying right now?
If Trump ever gets another carrier pigeon to get his message out of the bunker to everybody, they're going to find out about it.
Yeah.
So there was a French journalist on the ground who reported talking to a police officer, and he said he was told to go home at 10, and he was surprised that a number of them were told to leave before the speech even began. And he came back after he watched on TV that there was a break-in, but he was never called in. So this is part of the deliberate... I mean, they knew that hundreds of thousands of people were going to show up, so this is part of the plan, is to not have enough police force to do anything effective to stop the
right. And that's why the mayor, and that's why the king of Washington, D.C., got in there and says, whatever you do, don't go outside. All the Trump people are coming. Go in your house. Don't peep out. Don't look outside. Because if you see her without any clothes on, it'll hurt you. She's gonna ride through. Don't look at her. She's gonna be naked. Stay in your house because there might be trouble, and you don't want to be involved in no Democrat trouble, do you? See? So now,
who was that?
The
said
only
to,
people
that was said to. No, no, wait. You just said Democrat trouble. So that was said to Trump supporters.
No. That was said to the residents of Washington, D.C., from the mayor.
And so why would they say Democrat trouble? She's not a pro-Trumper. Why would she call out the actual facts?
She's telling you that there is going to be trouble, and so stay out of it. So it won't be Democrat trouble. Bob, she makes the speech. Everybody in Washington, D.C. is a Democrat, not one Republican in Washington. Okay, we know that. Okay, so now, if they're all at home because the governor or the mayor or the king of Washington, D.C. told them to, the only people present on Freedom Plaza will be Yellow Dog Trump supporters.
Yeah.
You see? So now the entire five people who caused nefarious problems are now a 500,000 people driven by Donald J. Trump to destroy democracy in America and apple pie, Chevrolet, and hot dogs.
How did the Democrat people know that the Trump's people would come down to the place?
He announced it that that's what they were going to do.
Oh, so they had half an hour or something to prepare to respond.
Oh, they had 2 days to prepare. How did the 500,000 people get to Washington that quick? They knew what was happening.
Oh, Trump announced that they were going to walk. No, he did that in the morning.
No,
you know.
The mayor did.
Mayor did what?
The mayor announced it.
What? Announced what?
That the their Trump supporters were going to be flooding into D.C.
Oh, okay. They're just talking about the general gathering the day
right.
before. Oh, okay. And they thought that was going to be trouble. They thought that
right.
Trumpers were bad. Bad people.
Well, what Ion said is that they wanted to make sure that the Democrats were in their houses and their residences so that the only
yeah.
people that are walking the streets are Trump supporters so that they will get blamed for whatever mayhem happens.
Yes. Now, did the mayor know that there would be some provocateurs to make sure Trump got a bad name, Ion?
Oh, yes, indeed. She got promised that she's going to be the next governor of the state of Washington, D.C.
Okay. So you said there were 500,000 people that showed up. There was estimates that there was between 500,000 and 1,000,000, but you're saying there was 500,000 people that showed up?
Mm-hmm. Half a million. 500,000.
Okay.
It was supposed to be 250,000, but it doubled.
So how come there was no drone footage anywhere, not even on Trump's side, to show how many people showed up?
They would want to speculate on the number. They want to make that this is a huge thing, that the raid on Entebbe involves everybody.
Okay.
They don't want to show that. The same way Trump said he's had the largest inauguration ever. And then they say, no, it wasn't that. There wasn't any good footage of that either, except when they doctored the photos showing empty spaces that weren't empty. You know how that goes.
Right.
So Trump lied on that photo shoot.
No. They doctored the photo to make it look less.
And they being news editors?
Yeah, CNN.
Right. So did Trump was prepared to have his protest interrupted?
That didn't make any sense. When was his protest interrupted?
By these busloads of people and agitators who weren't Trumpers came in there.
He don't care. He's going to use that to his best advantage. It's good.
Okay, so he sent people down there, and he didn't care what kind of chaos came out of it, but somebody was ready to grab the laptops. Trump wasn't aware of that part of the plan, correct?
Yes, he was. He got them, Bob. This is a double entendre. This is a double. They were trying to get him. He knew that, so he was going to get them. And they knew that, so he was going to do this. So then they had to kill somebody to show that everybody that died was because of Trump. Trump sticks these people on here, and we're not going to have it no more. And Lindsey Graham says, we've had a good ride. Good ride. We've been down the road a time or two, and it was all right. But that's it now. I'm through. That's it now. I'm through. Well, you are, Lindsey Graham. You are through. Exactly.
Okay.
What you are.
I have a question about him, but what were you just saying there? He says we had a good ride. What does he mean? Trump? Trump was a good ride?
Trump and a good ride with Trump and Lindsey Graham. But she is doing her hair pretty now. That's
right. Now, he was walking through the airport, and all these guys were around him. Who were these guys protecting him through the airport?
That's the same guard that was in the House of Representatives. They're the House of Representatives guards.
Well, they looked like just scumbags, you know, Trump people. They just were normal guys going along with their cell phones. They didn't look like they had uniforms on or anything.
Well, they didn't have that. They're the House guard. That's what I said. They was protecting Lindsey Graham. Yeah.
Okay.
So when they left the bunker that they all were taken to, each politician was protected to wherever they were going outside of the Capitol building area.
Nah, not so much. They don't have it like that. I mean, if you look at where Swilwell lives, I mean, he lives in a little hovel, so, a little duplex, so it ain't that big a deal, Bob. They don't
Did
have
I hear
it
you announce
like
that Swalwell will lead the impeachment? Did I hear you say something like that?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Where the fuck is Shift? Where the fuck is Shift? Why ain't he raising hell?
Yeah, that's
Boy,
a good Norman, point.
He'd be swinging. Norman, he'd be swinging from the rafters. We got him again. We got him. As
Paul Curry. Where is he? Hiding. What is he doing? Why is he hiding?
Well, Bob, a funny thing happened. He seemed to have lost his laptop, and he doesn't really know what he's going to do now.
Mm. Oh, so do you know the 12 people? Do they have their names, Linda?
I don't have the names, but that's an interesting question. So are you willing to name names?
Uh-uh.
Laptop with
we ain't willing to do
no?
nothing. We ain't willing to do nothing. We're surprised Bob's lived. We're surprised Bob's lived to draw God there this long. Fuck no, we ain't saying shit. We don't know
I'm
nothing.
I'm looking for
that nugget.
I am looking
we
for
can't
looking
nowhere.
For my laptop.
We don't know. We can't tell. We can't tell what a thinking is. We can't tell how offended you are. We can't tell how good you are. We don't know if you know the OA movement. We don't know where the White House is. We don't know anything about Donald J. Trump. Melania's pretty hot.
My Adrian stays
hot. We have... We think Dr. Dean looks better. She could give her a few pointers to fix herself up a little bit. Carolyn could help her with that because Carolyn knows what real beauty is. But past that, we don't know Joe Jared Kushner and his retrobate daddy. We don't know nothing about no Vonker. We don't know nothing about no hotel.
Are you talking about me? Is he talking about me, Linda?
Yeah.
We don't know.
I don't know that. And what about Carolyn? I recommend Carolyn to beautify herself a little more. What was that bit? What a digression into Carolyn.
To teach Melania how to become more beautiful. Because she's looking a little haggard. She's a little drawn. She was magnesium deficient. But if you look at her right now, she's supple and glowing. Carolyn says if you do that little mister thing, it's amazing. But it doesn't make your skin shine. Makes you hot.
But you said she looks haggard. You just said she looked haggard.
Before. Well, pay attention, Bob. We said before. She's helping her.
Now, what? You know, you ought to take this recording, Linda. Record your session here. Give it to your sisters. I mean, their daughters. They don't have a clue about this level of stuff, right?
No, not a clue. Well, my youngest does. She's calling me
she's
up every day
educated.
Asking me. Yes.
Good. Well, make sure to excerpt this and have her listen to it.
Yeah, she's actually going on to Bob and I on .blogspot.
Oh,
to get her info.
Oh, shit. It never goes good once that starts. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you do make the dark list. So Linda, have you noticed that Ed Long posts really good stuff?
He does. I follow all of it now.
Yeah. No, I don't know how he gets it all, but he gets it fast.
He does. Yes,
he works for your Dark Lord and Master Satan, Bob.
He's another guy who's infiltrated me. In the final days, I'll go through the same thing as Trump. Linda will denounce me. Everybody will denounce me. Bob was a crackpot. I'll be all by myself. Then finally, Carol will be like this.
No, he'll be caught on video in the drone peeping through the window that he won't close, screaming at Carolyn how to open these 12 laptops that showed up in his house somewhere next to a few dead bodies in the library with a lot of lies where the water pipe people put all the secret cameras trying to get that marvelous beam footage to see what Bob's really up to with Carolyn at the market. Yeah. We're going to find out all about it. And exactly where them spoons come from. Bob's going to figure that out one day.
Is he talking about that, Carol? Did you hear that, Carol?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Is he talking about...
Ah!
He just revealed it?
Don't you say
You better not.
We don't talk
nothing.
About it, right?
You better not say that.
We don't talk
you
about it. But he did, didn't he?
Nothing. You better not say nothing. You, yeah, you go talking that shit again, you need.
Yeah, yeah, I had,
I had gone
way overboard.
I told you.
He's going to be the main witness against me when push comes to shove.
Well, we know if the shoe, Bob, you know, we know if the shoe were on the other foot, you'd be there for us.
Yeah, on my list of conflict, you know, it's local, what is it, civil, global, solar, universal, mythic, virtual, which is sort of mythic, and then hexadic. Me and Ion and Carolyn going at each other would be the hexadic conflict.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd like to shift.
And we go through all this, just so Matthew David Hurtado can be named an Archbishop of his Church of Allowance.
An Archbishop of his own church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you did say the Anglican Church only had one member, so that's a, it's a great tradition.
That's right. We're gonna make George a deacon.
Yeah, that's the kid. That's
okay.
Matthew's kid.
So I'd like to change topics unless there's any more questions that you
want to
ask.
Oh, no. Hell no. Tell us how you come up with all this information. See, here's the rub, Bob. Here's what she's trying to say. Not you. Here's the rub. What's happening is she's picking up this information that's being dropped however so eloquently in the, what's that body you're into? I don't know which body it is. Is there a body, Bob?
It's your body.
It's your body. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. We didn't know. That's the reason
we
asked.
What did you say, Linda?
It said tech body.
Chip tech?
Yeah.
See?
Is that your word? Where are you going to authorize it to say that?
See? Well, we're not sure y'all qualified to even have this conversation, and yet you query us and want to know what we want to know about every little nagging detail, but you're not qualified to even know what you're talking about. That's why we want to make an apparent. We're going
well,
make
I put
prank.
Four that people like prank. Linda in front of me. She does the dirty work.
Huh? Yeah, that is fair.
Yeah, it's going to help
and all of her families. And so far, all of her family's still alive. So, hell, you can't argue with culture. I mean, it's working. So, far, so good. Hell, fuck it. Let's go with it.
Okay, on September 12th, 2018, Trump signed an executive order imposing sanctions on foreign interference in U.S. elections. So, did Trump know back then that this was going to be happening with Italy?
And told everybody that would be damn still that it was happening. And instead of them acting on it, everybody was running around like a chicken with their head cut off, complaining and bitching about it when they ought to have been acting on it. Had they been acting on it, it would have been beforehand when they started that 10:30 at night. When they stopped counting in those five states simultaneously, bam, then they could have stopped the presses and everything stopped right there. It would have already been settled right there. It would have already been an issue right there.
Well, what? It would have been exposed?
No, it would have been stopped. They would have not had a chance to do it. Everything would have been sealed. Everything would have been cut. Everything would have been done.
Okay, wait a minute. It was stopped. So what do you say?
No. If all those places where those ballots were sealed, they could not have brought more ballots. They couldn't have been able to undo the ballots and to do this nefarious stuff that they were doing in the counting room.
Okay, you're saying that Trump had gotten a team of people who would have, when they would say that, okay, they're stopping it, they'd run in and seal everything. If they could get in there.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
Well, actually, it would have not been that. If it was such a water break, which is one in Fulton County, DeKalb County, it was one urinal leaking caused the entire system to stop at the State Farm Plaza,
Yeah, that was the excuse. That was the bullshit excuse, right?
So if there was such a water problem, they had to evacuate the place, then they should have sealed it so that those ballots would have been secured. Instead, it gave them room so they could do all kinds of crazy shit. If they'd have been sealed, there wouldn't have been a problem.
Well, what would have been sealed? The rooms?
The vote, where the ballots were. Yeah, they couldn't have snuck them in and got all the stuff that they did.
Okay, so is she say, Linda, he said that the rooms would be sealed.
No, that the ballots, where the ballots were, would be sealed. Like they're supposed to be.
That would be a room or each box?
Each box.
Both. All of it.
Okay, was it, who would have ordered that? Was that part of the rules? If there's an interruption, everything gets sealed.
Bob, in the history of the planet, there's never been an interruption. If they flooded, they
kept
coming.
But Trump knew it was coming. Okay, yeah, never been done before. But Trump knew it was coming. He would have people there who couldn't get in because the people wouldn't let them in, right? So how could they, who would go in and seal the boxes? Under Trump's orders,
the people who are over the election, they're the ones that are supposed to do that. They did not do that, and that's the question. That's the problem, because they did not do that very thing. See, that's the
rule. Well, it's never happened before, so there are no rules from before. But Trump said, "Look, this is going to happen, so I'm making rules that you should new rules that you should follow." Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. And he filed lawsuits about it, and they didn't say it the right way, or didn't do the right thing, or didn't do this, or didn't do that. And they changed the Pennsylvania law right before the election, and Stacey Abrams got in there that you didn't have to have a signature no matter what, and you can vote 9 times if you wanted to no matter what, and all that kind of foolishness.
Okay, because those people knew that Trump knew, so they were countering his moves.
And they knew what they were going to do, because they had 4 long years to prepare for a day like this. That they also did the year before, when Hillary Clinton, remember this, when Hillary Clinton, Clinton bragged about winning the popular vote, that's how she won the popular vote. But she didn't do it in time, if they couldn't stop the presses to get the vote right. So here they had, and they knew which states. Everybody was talking about it months before. There's only 5 states are going to decide the election. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, so Trump doesn't mind that it failed, because then it gets to the constitutional crisis eventually.
Well, it is now. But see, now here's the rub, though. It's like, how far do you want to go? When does this become the question? The only question at bay right this second is, not if, but when does this become Venezuela?
Mm. Right, but
well, there's no right but.
You used to say that Trump was pushing each problem was okay, create another problem, and then he would get to the constitutional crisis. That was his goal. Was he ready to have that goal 8 months before the election, when he was warning everybody what was going? Did he think, well, if it doesn't work, it'll lead to another problem, and another problem will eventually get to a convention of states, and then the constitutional crisis? Is that what his thinking was?
Basically, yeah. It would twist and turn a bit, because he has a lot of forethought, and he can think on his feet.
You know,
he's quick-witted, because
even the way he's a good chess player. He's like a chess player.
No. He's cheated so many people out of so much money, he's very good at it. So he has to learn how to move quick. He's got to learn how to have a 3-hand Monty pretty easy, fast.
Right.
The wolf is always at the door.
Okay, so he knew that there was a conspiracy to make sure he didn't get another term, right?
At all costs. They had to get him out of the soup, get him out of
the West. They even tried to... When it looked like it was not going to happen,
you broke out. Fix your phone. You broke out. I don't know what you're talking. I don't know what you're saying. You're talking.
Okay, am I clear now, Linda?
Yes.
Yeah, I said he even knew along this route for many months that as they got more frustrated, if they thought they couldn't stop him to get his thing through, they tried to kill him. He had to deal with that, too.
As well. Mm-hmm. But he told everybody to be still. If y'all mail, he said, I found ballots in the creek. I found ballots in the ditch. Found ballots in the trash can. I found all this stuff. And if y'all mail ballots to the four corners of the world, they're going to get filled out, and they're going to find their way in a truck back to goddamn Pennsylvania. And son of a bitch, that happened. Just exactly the way he said. Now, some would say he caused that or pimped this in such a way to be the validation. Well, why couldn't he file a lawsuit that claimed fraud that somebody could rule on? It's almost like he didn't want to win, almost.
Yeah, I mean, he knew he couldn't win, so why would he set up and expose this?
No. He could have won. He went down to the end thinking. He went back in thinking that Pence was going to send it back to the States.
Oh, okay. He got fooled by Pence.
No, not just Pence, but the whole process. Why don't you file better lawsuits? I mean, if all you can find is Rudy Giuliani to save your life, you may be in trouble.
Well, he was in trouble because he was isolated. He was a one-man operation.
Yeah, but he had to be that because he's the only one he could trust. Everybody else, he already fired.
Now, some of these guys, like Jeffrey Prathers and Simon somebody, they claim that there's a Defense Department fragment that's helping Trump behind him.
We didn't say.
Yeah, you did say. So he may not be completely isolated.
Yeah, there's a couple of doors in that situation room, Bob.
Those guys that would support Trump supported his dig out the swamp because they knew what Hillary had done through the years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we have no idea what you're talking about now, but yeah, we agree.
Is Hillary nervous today, or does she think they beat Trump?
She's still trying to kill him. She's not gonna quit until she gets to eat his still beating heart.
Wow.
Why they do that?
You hear that,
Why they do that? What is that? What is it they do with that baby washing or spirit washing or bitch slapping or some kind of party thing they do, John Podesta does.
the
menstrual blood. The menstrual blood and all that kind of stuff. It's quite a show. It's a really big show.
Right. You didn't.
Hey,
you
Bob,
she
did a candidate for your granny porn channel. You should invite Hillary for a You could give her
a cameo,
and she could be by herself because no one thinks more highly of her than she does.
Okay, you're not saying that Hillary's been trying to kill Trump for like 4 years now.
No. She wanted him dead, but now it's serious.
Yeah, and it started with Obama. She didn't like Obama.
Yeah.
So Linda, imagine when your daughter, hey, hi sis, no, what is it? Hi daughter, hi non-twin daughter, hi youngest one, the smart one. What do you think of what you're hearing now? The corruption of your own neighborhood.
No, call her. No. From now on, call her Herschel Walker. How about them dogs? Oh wait, no, just call her. Just call her the original Gator Hater. No. Call her the Hillary wannabe.
What's your career gonna be? You Hillary wannabe?
No. Call her from now on, call her the good one. So when you're talking to the children,
yeah,
say,
I'm
talking about your sister. The good one. You know, the good one. That'll stop that. That'll stop that tweet-itis that they're suffering from. Tweet-itis has got the best. It's got the best of them.
This is a great recording, man. This is going to be a good one to release. Can we release this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can release this one. Yeah.
Okay,
I didn't release it. Shit, I can't wait to release it. It's a live fucking tape show, or tape live show.
It's a live show. Oh, yeah, it's a live show.
Wait.
I forgot.
Oh, no, wait. No. You're right. No, wait now. On Wednesday, we do the recording, but that's from last Wednesday, not from this Wednesday. So next Wednesday, you can find out what happened
Last week, unless you want to
read the newspaper, which is all I can do. Hold my little non-sharpened pencil, and made a few little scribblings here and there. But
yeah, you know, he's talking about Mae Brussels, right, Linda?
I didn't, but yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what Mae Brussels says in her speech that we got people. When she was at the top of the charts about a month ago, everybody looked at the documentary on her, and that's what she's saying, explaining that when you get her tapes a week later, you're hearing something from a week and a half before. So Ayn just kept repeating that.
Right.
How about May?
Trying to save the day, so when you find out, we can always say that we found this out afterwards, not now. So that you're not that smart. Because if you're that smart, they'll be breaking into your house. Oh wait, Bert already did that. They'll be breaking into your house trying to steal your laptop. And then there you go. And then Bob will be standing there screaming, Karen, how do we break into these laptops? What's the password? What do I do? Which one do you use, Bob? We're not breaking into the laptops. Yeah, I got you. You know this one. What is Karen? Just stop it.
Except in my case, they would have to take boxes and boxes of notebooks, so.
Oh my God, Bob, here we go. It's the goddamn Warren Commission all over again. That's how the Warren Commission started, with a whole bunch of notebooks.
Yep. Yeah, Linda's being a little naive here. If I could leave documents on Sidney Powell's nightstand, then you had better be aware of what's being dropped in your box and setting you up, Linda.
Right.
And put a seal on them.
Duly.
But wait,
Duly noted there, Bob.
Right. Do you see why Trump meets with his cabinet every Sunday night and they open the red box to hear this stuff? Because they can't even know this stuff. They can't keep up with it all. So they listen to it. They go, wow, what a team that is. They know everything about everybody. They name names. They talk about who killed who. And the cabinet guys say, wow, I got to get out of here, says the cabinet guy. You know, they get nervous and listening to this one.
Except for Avaton. We don't ever go after Avaton. Don't leave Miss Vicky.
That's right. So that's pretty interesting. What's going on? Where have we gotten to? So Trump goes in a private session.
Palmer.
That he goes into the Situation Room. You know, Pence goes the other place on Wednesday. Trump went into the Situation Room Wednesday and Thursday. He had to map out his next response to the double, quadruple responses that already happened between him and Hillary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Too. That's why he has the new little bitty desk that he sits behind.
Why is that? You never explained that. Why he does the little desk? What's that mean?
And we're not going to do it now. But we would one day. We could. We want to, but not today.
Is there something different about the little desk?
What does the Resolute desk connect to, Dobby?
Buckingham Palace? Or the other place? Okay. I don't know. One of the Queen's places.
Okay.
Buckingham
It's where her writing desk is the match. And now at Balmoral, Queen Victoria's chair, that has a piece of it too, but it's the same way. We never told you that, but you just can't sit in that chair.
Now what's interesting, Linda, if you go back and look at the transcript of the first words Ayn said on March 18, 2009, he started pretty quickly talking about the Resolute Desk, which is like the most profound secret of diplomatic situations today. He told her the first few lines, or seconds or minutes of the opening statement to me, and I didn't know what I was talking to, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, and he did.
So back
there. He hurt J.W.'s feelings and told him he was worthless and it was nothing and screamed and yelled and hollered and nobody believed nothing, nobody knowed nothing, nobody can find out nothing, everything they found out. I mean, we gave it all. We gave every bit of it. Ask Bert. Go get Bert. Bert! From days
it's open. I left all the portals open.
Before there was ever a scratch, it itched. We laid it all out for Bob. The skull and crossbones, the whole goddamn befuffled mess. Every bit of it.
The problem was, Linda, I knew most of that stuff. So I said, how the hell did JW get my files? Because I thought JW making shit up.
Then he turns around there screaming, yelling, hollering, raising hell, making the camera fit. Making everything just being ridiculously impossible hard for everybody, hurting everything. Cause JW
was trying to protect myself. Like, shut up, IR or JW. You're fucking the people listening to
him. He wanted more. He wanted more, but he didn't want it. Yeah, no, he was afraid Reverend Stang was going to get smart.
Okay, so, What
remember in Revelation? Remember in Revelation revealed when he'd scream and yell and holler and he wasn't going to have another minute of this. Ed was in a... He loves Ed Long now, but boy, then,
yeah.
He's the most incredible, horrible thing in the world. I'm never talking, screaming, yelling, trying to run for it, poor Ed Long, all... That's when it was informationblogspot.com.
I tried to kill Ed Long.
And Blogspot made him move islands, and that was upsetting. It was uncalled for, like everything else. But, you know,
moved
Bob,
island? What was that, moving island?
He had to move an island, yeah, when he moved.
Oh, Ed did, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
So what do we, situation room, like, the Trump's making moves, planning, and Lynn Wood is an echo of some of this stuff. Or is he just loose cannon?
You're wrong. Stop talking. You need to go
yeah,
right
I guess
you,
Linda,
I'm
starting to get into the real stuff now, Linda.
He's slinging. He goes to the bathroom, okay? And he finds this defecate that he's working with. And instead of getting rid of it, what he does is he takes it and he plays with it and he moves it around. Then he starts swinging it against the wall. And whatever sticks. Because he's got some pretty incredible defecation that Bob does. He's a defecator from way back. He gives defecation a good name. His shit don't stink, it also don't float, because there's zero fat in his diet. So when he shits, it just hits the bottom like a rock. Sometimes it's so virulent that it splashes the water up on his bum, and oh my God, everything is off. So now, toilet water has touched his pee-pee. Well, but the hair never keeps the water off of it. It's kind of like a shaggy dog. If you took a fire hose to it, it's just wet on the outside.
Okay.
Now what you're left with
is
what shit Bob has slung on the wall that stuck. And that's the topical conversation for this present year and now. That was recorded, thankfully, last Wednesday.
I can't wait till your daughter hears this. This is going to be incredible.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Don't you edit it.
I won't. Okay, so what are these sanctions that Trump had on that
on North Korea?
Executive order?
On North Korea?
No, the executive.
Yeah.
No,
Xi Jinping is pissed. Yeah, go ahead.
The executive order on the September 18th. So what were the sanctions that he listed that he would impose if there was foreign interference in U.S. elections?
Well, that came back to, well, no, it's not like that. The sanctions don't have anything to do with it. It's the penalty phase. The penalty phase, okay, that you start processes that can't be, they're pretty indelible. So it's like, so that Hyde and Biden can walk in and change them very easily. They might be able to be changed. It'll put egg on your face and see with six you get egg roll.
Okay.
Explain that,
so,
Linda. What did he say? Linda, what did he say?
Well, it sounds like there's a penalty phase with this executive order that can be undone by Biden if he gets into office.
He can, okay, but it's going to be very challenging. If he does it, it's going to make him look bad. And they can't, Biden can't afford any of that shit because he already looks bad.
Right. Okay, so
what is an executive order? Does that allow him to do martial law?
An executive order, he can call martial law anyway.
Okay, so what is it about this order that is unique?
Bob tries so hard to fit in. Have you noticed that, Linda?
Yeah, I see those.
He's trying to steal.
I prefer to play music. If you guys are so
nervous. Just to steal one goddamn thunder. If you're making a little progress, oh, no, you're going to explain that. That's what we're telling Bert. Like, yeah, you're laughing now, but let boy to Bob get here. Yeah, he'll show you. Bob will show you. Y'all think y'all run something. It's getting ugly.
No, when I review something so I can understand it better, you learn. You find out what you didn't get.
Oh.
Exactly.
But anyways, I've seen a lot about this September 18th order, and it's sort of like the anniversary of 2008 when the economy collapsed on that Thursday, I think. I think that was September 18th. But what does this thing say? That Trump, if he finds out stuff, he can do something? What was the meaning of this new order?
You should answer the question the same way Bob posed.
I'm asking you, Linda.
Yeah.
Oh,
Linda,
that's what I was
asking. Linda, you should answer him the same way he said it. Well, you know, Bob, it was the thing that that had the other part. It was part of the thing, the original thing, you know.
I didn't say that.
That's what Bob did. That's what you just said. That's what you did.
Yeah, so what? It was the first time. I was trying out Linda's state of mind. I was trying out Linda's way of communicating.
Bob took up necrophilia and found out that he had to actually kill the body to be a necrophilia.
I'd like to reclaim my time,
lifeless
if
body.
That's possible.
Oh,
well, if you get it, if you find out what is this executive order about? If you already know
what it's all about, tell me.
Okay.
I don't know that. I asked Ion, what are the sanctions that are listed in this executive order? And then Ion said that it's the penalty phase that's important, and it's indelible. So would you explain that more?
You got to look it up.
Okay. Do you want me to do that now?
If Trump sees something, he has the power to do sanctions on something or somebody.
Well,
that would depend on what the situation is.
Now, you're talking about 50 U.S.C. 1701, right?
50 U.S.C. what? 1701. Okay. All right, I'll look that up and get back about that. So I was curious, why didn't Switzerland let the U.S. know that the Dominion machines weren't reliable?
Why would they? Oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to let somebody come into your country. They're an axe murderer. They don't put that in the chart. Why would they?
Yeah, what was your question, Linda? Who did you say should have told somebody?
Switzerland. They knew that the Dominion machines weren't reliable, and they had the code to those machines, and they didn't let the U.S. know when they were putting these Dominion machines out there that they weren't reliable. So I was just wondering what why Switzerland is not supporting the United States in that way.
Well, that's the global faction. There's an anti-Trump faction in every country, Linda. Wouldn't that be the case?
Why was Texas smart enough to test out the Dominion software and say, you people are full of shit. There's a little plug right here that they can change anytime they want to, any way they want to. Why couldn't America be half as smart as Texas? And then they wouldn't have to depend on the goddamn, what did you say, the chinks or whatever are they? The spicks. Those are spicks, I guess. The spicks.
The Italians.
Wouldn't have to trust the Italians to solve your goddamn problems, because they're not going to solve your problems. They're busy making their own.
Okay.
Well, there seems, Linda, a lot of stuff's come out the past week, and all on Ed's site. And then Lynn Wood is making declarations, so sounds like they could do something before the 20th. They could make some kind of revealing, even though Grant is difficult. Look at Sidney Powell's report. I don't know if that got any coverage anywhere, right? 270 pages. So I'm wondering what they'll do different than just releasing information like this. How are they going to get attention?
They could always They could always make a nice potato salad. That's always a nice icebreaker.
No. Not anymore. New World.
Yes, it does. Are you nuts? Potato salad is mayonnaise or mustard? That's the only question that you have. But good mustard potato salad, that's always a deal breaker, Bob. Everything always gets in. There's always chatter. Then you talk about what's inside of it. Do you put bell peppers in yours or not? You know, all those things. It's just it's a good icebreaker, Bob.
I never even heard that conversation, Linda. Never. Never would have known anything about that topic.
Well,
aren't you curious about it?
We got it off your Facebook page. We got it off your Facebook
page. Yeah, that's right. That's Roxy's the one who posts all the food stuff. I don't do that. But Linda, are you curious about how are they going to get these facts out?
Right. I am curious about that. But first, before I get there, I wanted to know about what Trump's options are now that these different countries like Italy, especially the Vatican, Frankfurt, Germany, the UK, South America, France, Switzerland, China, and Canada are all implicated in this coup d'etat. So what are Trump's options on how to deal with that?
Ask Bert.
The problem here, Linda, is Ian knows all about it, so he can't say anything, you know.
Okay.
Ask Bert. No, Bert knows. Bert will tell you.
Well, I wasn't asking what Trump's going to do, which I assumed you wouldn't be able to say, but I thought you could lay out what his options would be, hypothetically. Especially under this executive order.
Bob, do you know what she's talking about? It's kind of crazy.
I know that you're pretending you don't know what she's talking about.
Oh. Well, then Bertrand better come save the day.
Yeah, no, he can't talk about the options.
He didn't say.
Because he can't talk about the options. That's giving out too much.
Bob, you can't make ambrosia salad without mint.
Look, see what you forced?
Oh,
now you become stupid, Linda. Get out of this topic. He's just going to talk about
the sandpaper. Take the sandpaper away from the telephone,
oh,
Bob.
Jesus.
Take the sandpaper away from
thanks a lot,
the telephone,
Linda.
Bob.
You were doing so great.
You were doing great. You just blowed it off.
Okay,
you shot your wad and laid it down. That's how that goes.
Okay.
So, Linda, maybe we could talk about what has happened, not what's going to happen, like we've been doing.
I wasn't asking about what's going to happen. I was asking, hypothetically, under this executive order, what can he do? Because he still hasn't said what these sanctions are. He said, I need to look it up. So I'm just looking at what his legal options are. I'm not trying to relay his, you know, strategy or anything.
Well, I don't think it's in the realm of legality. It's a serious game, so it's how one guy is out illegals the other guy, and then you wouldn't want any of your options on that level to be talked about.
Okay, well, I thought since the executive order is something that you can look up, that it wouldn't be that secret, but okay.
Okay, here's, you got to realize where you are, and I note this, daughter. Ion and JW meet regularly with, say, the White House, and that's all classified. So, you know, they can make up bullshit that's not classified and tell you, but they can't tell you what actually was. They know because it's classified. So that's why we would have to go back a bit into history to ask questions like we've been doing. We can't talk about what Ion knows.
Okay. All right, so I'm willing to go on to another topic unless you want to pursue.
Okay,
this
so
in a
what I'm
way.
Saying, I guess the unbelievable part for your daughter to understand is the people in this fight, the different factions, are constantly monitoring us and use us to the degree they can because they know we know more than they know. So this is the deep state. This is the real deep state right here that you're participating
deep,
in. Yeah.
Yeah. The deep
Bert.
Ground.
Hey, Bert. Bert, tell them how deep it is. Tell them.
Well, if you take the Hubble telescope and look at all the universe, it's way deeper than that.
All right.
Oh, my God. Okay,
or
well, then stop it.
The,
We put the link. The best one is a warm potato salad, and we put it on the Goober Snatcher. So we can stop all this. We can stop all this goddamn arguing.
Okay.
I mean, look at the levels we deal with, Linda. And I'm doing this for your daughter's benefit. We're talking about what's going to happen next week, and then later tonight we'll be talking about, well, when does the Milky Way erode, and can we get out of there in time to get over to Andromeda?
Right.
Depending on the growth of our sales of insulin dose.
Right.
Which is super sugar.
Right. So I wanted to ask, and I'm not sure you're going to answer me, but it seems like a lot of different articles are leading back to this whole Seth Rich and his murder. I was wondering if you're willing to say whether the DNC / Clinton machine was behind Seth Rich's murder. There was supposed to, what's being said out there is that...
No, let him say something.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, first of all, we got to deal with Gene. Yes, the Pope was arrested, but you got it wrong. It was in 1798. It was Pope Pius VII. Napoleon got him because he wouldn't give up the powers of the papacy, and he wouldn't give up his temporal reign. And so that's when Napoleon had him put in jail. So, yes. It was an extraordinary trial, and it had a great deal of humiliation for his lordship, the pontiff, and the papacy as well. So, there it is. Everybody wanted to know.
Okay.
For that, we can talk about.
Okay, so let me back up a little bit. I wanted to ask about this blackout that's supposed to have happened with Pakistan.
Hey!
And
you can't, you're going to hurt somebody's damn feelings. We done told you and told you. Can't be talking with that foul mouth like that. You say colored. Damn.
I said blackout, yes. So, so are you willing to, what do you have to say about this Vatican blackout?
It was due.
Can you say who, how it happened? Maybe not the who, but the how. Was it in response to the Leonardo satellite and that exposure that just came out?
Mm.
looks like once we got into my feces, then it kind of wrapped it up there.
Went down from there. It kind of went down.
No, not
there.
Down.
Look now, Bob. Now look, Bob. Any way we answer that, you're fucked. What can we? Even if we intimate,
I agree.
You're right back in the soup of it. So you let that go, and then you never come back again. And then goddamn Bert's going to get it in. Oh, fuck me hard in the watermelon. Hey, you're going to get laid out next Tuesday. But thank God maybe he'll be, we won't even have to show up next Tuesday. Bob's just going to be so excited. He's got his Victrola back. He's going to have to crank the Victrola. He may just be 2 hours of his machinations, which he can also play in the tailgate, whatever. But, you know, whatever it is. Y'all have our playlist now on the iNation site, don't you? You got all those.
So,
those are good.
So Eric brings up, will some of these issues, Ion,
Stalin's birthday.
Do these issues that go into the Davos meeting? Yeah. Okay, trying to mute Ion. Okay, listen, the big meeting is in Davos, says Ira. Do these kind of things we're talking about get discussed in Davos? Or they would never go into that area because they don't know anything. The big minds, Davos. Yeah, would they? Is that a cover for actual real negotiations on the level of Breitbart and the murder of Breitbart? Or they don't do this at Davos?
Right. So what's the point?
They don't do. Will these kind of meetings determine who gets killed? These economic councils, as in Davos.
Man, I'm glad you muted us because we don't want to answer that. That's a great case. Thank you, Bob. You saved it. You saved it once again. Good for you. Technical problems, right, Bob? Is that what you're going to let allude to?
Was Breitbart, the guy, Breitbart, that the news organization was named after, was he murdered?
God, he just won't do it. He just won't
give
it up.
Yeah, was he murdered?
He just won't give it up. Yes, of course he was murdered. That's
oh, yes, of course he was. See how easy it is if it's 5 years old.
Okay, so the whistleblower, Ryan White, came out and said that Seth Rich was killed by an MS-13 gang, and that Joseph Rosati, a DEA agent, was the cleaner that was hired to handle Seth Rich's murder. Is there anything to what Ryan White was saying?
A little bit.
Okay. So would you be willing to clarify which little bit?
No.
What was the topic, okay, Linda? Which murder are you talking about? Oh, Seth Rich.
Yeah.
Well, he gave out a lot of stuff tonight. I don't think we're going to get any more unless you go way back.
Okay, so I wanted to change subjects completely then. I have money now to do some investments. You know, talked about Southern Company. With all this stuff going on, I haven't invested in Southern Oregon or Southern Company yet. Are there stocks going to go down temporarily during this turmoil, and which would be a good time for me to buy in?
Well, it may wax and wane a little bit, but anywhere at 55, if it ever bumps down to 55. But see, you're going to ask us to do that. You're going to piss Karen off, and we don't suggest it.
Well, I did want to, I actually had that written down. I wanted to buy in at 55. Will it drop to 55 at any point?
Yeah, if you don't piss off Karen.
Okay. I don't want to do that, but I do want to buy in at 55.
Why don't you? Well, just put your order in and leave it alone until it hits the strike price. Then that'll become part of the future. which then people will bet against, which can push the stock down. Oh, wait, that's how Bob does it when he needs monies.
Okay.
Isn't he? Because the call will never meet the strike. Because it'll move. See, if the call moves, then the strike moves. The strike price moves. You know, okay. No big deal. That's good. You're welcome for the money, though.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Are there any other investments that would be smart at this time, like metals? Or
don't buy Jack Ma.
Yeah, that's right, because nobody can find him. So how about silver or platinum?
No, we were going to be cheeky. This is what we were going to say. What have you got against Bitcoin?
Yeah, you warned against Bitcoin.
Yeah, I know. Now it's 30-something, 40-something $1,000 a coin, so.
Right.
That ought to tell you something.
Right.
So what does it tell us?
So, well, it tells us that it's probably going to drop at some point soon, right?
Yep.
So
that's
what about
$40,794.20.
That's where it is now?
Today.
So what about like Parler or Rumble? Are there any other stocks that would be a smart investment at this point?
Well, Parler would have been now that they've said you can't be on it. Because now everybody and his brothers downloaded it because it's something that you can't be, which is a scary thing because now they're pushing you and telling you by not doing something, it pushes you into it. It's almost as though they had invaded Parler so that they could take your stuff off of Parler, maybe.
Mm.
But we'll have to see.
Okay. So are there any stock investments that would be smart at this point? Other than Southern Company? Nothing? Okay, how about any other kind of investment? Maybe?
Silver dips a little, you might be okay for a bit. But see, we went through this whole big shit and deal with Mark. He still made money off of, so it's kind of hard to do. So you got to be an intermediary between the markets, and you're not, so I don't know.
Okay. All right, so I just should probably stick with Southern Company then, correct? I'm not a scout. This is the first time, first time I've ever invested in the stock market, so I don't want to get ahead of myself. So I wanted to ask you about trust between a person, between people, or a group of people. I'm wondering, when people say that there's a trust bond between them, what is that bond made up of? Is there an energetic substance to that bond, or is it just a belief?
Well, all a belief is a thought you've been thinking a long time, so they're
right.
All circular. You're in a circular firing squad.
Well, is there something to trust? Is there something energetic? Is there energetic component to trust?
Maybe.
Maybe. Could you clarify what you mean by maybe?
What the hell does maybe mean?
It means maybe yes, maybe no. So what qualifies yes versus no?
Intention.
Intention. So is there, when you trust somebody, is there any kind of thing like protons being given, like you, when you're paying attention to somebody or giving attention to somebody, you're giving them protons. When you're trusting somebody, are you giving them protons? Or is there exchange of energy on some level that makes up the bond?
Now what?
Okay. When you, some people that, when they talk about energetic, you know, the chakra systems, they talk about streamers coming out of the different chakras to other people. So I'm wondering if trust is something, if, number one, is it true that streamers go out to somebody and connect with them in certain, in their certain chakras? Like if you have a heart chakra streamer going out to somebody else's heart chakra, is there something like a streamer going between the two people who are sharing like a love bond? Would you explain trust from your knowing? What is trust?
Okay, try that now.
Try nothing? What am I supposed to try? Is it a frequency? Is trust a certain frequency that's shared between people? Or is it a vibrational proximity in your heart field?
That's both aspects.
Okay. So, is there anything that you can tell me about trust that would help me understand what that means? Okay, so is there a reason why you're not answering this question? Are you not interested in talking about trust?
I think he's tired.
Okay.
That got him going.
Never blame it on the patron, right, honey?
Well, it seems like what's going on in the country is people are putting their trust in different things. They're putting trust into people. They're putting trust into institutions, churches, companies, employers, staff, heads of corporations, heads of state. And it, what seems to be happening is people's trust, people see their trust as being violated by the people that they're putting their trust in. So I'm wondering on an energetic level, what it is that they're giving to the outer world that they're experiencing as being broken. Is it an energetic thing that's not being exchanged and given back to them? It seems like trust is a really important thing to people, and when they don't have it, are not experiencing it, they feel depressed and hopeless, or they can. So I'm wondering, on an, from an energetic perspective, what's going on with that? The giving of trust and the breaking of trust.
The energetic perspective implies there's connecting energies between people. That's what non-physical used to be. Non-physical's not there anymore. And now people are fragmented more and more. As they get into their God consciousness or ascending, they don't engage social mortar. So I think you're talking about social mortar energies, which are probably not as interactive as you think is happening.
Ah, okay.
There's less connections between people. That's meaning there's more paranoia and no trust at all.
Okay. Okay.
Which, you know, McLuhan predicted that in Playboy, December 68. He wrote an article, "Mind your media, men, or you'll catch a cold environment." So the world has gotten colder. for the average person in the midst of social mortar over the last 50 years.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
Right. So then the New Agers, they romanticize the energies between people, which, according to Ion, are just the non-physical. The only connection between people are on the level of non-physical. But now the non-physical has merged with physical. That's a new kind of connections between people. The largely not so much connection. And that's expressed in the electric or the web 2.0 by the fragmentation of social media. Everybody has their own Facebook, their own projection, their own broadcasting. That's an external outer kingdom expression of the lack of non-physical bonding anymore.
Oh. Okay. Wow, that's great. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Do you appreciate that, Bert? Well, you can finish your line up.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That was well said.
That makes so much sense.
Oh,
wow. I really appreciate that. Wow, that's good. Whew. All right. Well, that's it for me. That's all I got.
Yeah, I would say, excellent, excellent questions, Linda. We got a special thing all splat all over the new cloud. what was your new question? What was your first question? Something about
Bert's voice. Bert's voice.
Yeah, but no, when you got into the Washington stuff, maybe it was about the demonstrations. Yeah, about how the demonstrations started.
The first one was about the laptops and the break-in.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's funny how once we catch up, and then we know we can get the latest stuff from Ion, but he can't tell us. So we've kind of obsolesced our function of updating people's consciousness. But, I mean, Ion does tell us stuff indirectly or around the boat, but the... We probably can only focus on historical questions to get the full story. And it doesn't have to be that far back. But we're not going to get this week's hot story.
Right. Well, we can ask about last week.
Well, in a week and a half. That'll be the May Brussels rule.
Okay. Week and a half.
In a week and a half, we can talk about what happened a week ago, week and a half ago. But the, I don't know if you can say a week. Some of this stuff, he told me something recently that took 10 years. I can't remember what it was, but, I talked about it. He answered something last couple of shows.
I'm curious about Trump's state right now. People have said, like Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, that they're having difficulty accessing Trump. There's another gal who gathered all the information for Trump on the Leonardo satellite system, and she was having a hard time getting to Trump. So is there an iron curtain that's being dropped around Trump that is denying people access to him? Or is he...
Hey, Linda.
I'll just ask it that way. Yeah.
Trump, there's people trying to kill Trump for, the last few months, so we can't expect to get to him because he's not available and he's not telling anybody where he is.
Right. Well, Sidney Powell, who's supposed to even have an office in the White House because she's the special counsel, she can't even get access. So that implies that are people that are blocking Trump.
It also implies, Linda, that Trump's protecting her.
Oh, gotcha.
He sees that somebody could really blow up the White House or do something, like Ian did say that happened to Mar-a-Lago around Christmas, they had to leave and get back to the White House because they had better security. His family met. And that woman you're talking about, she did get to meet Trump Christmas Eve. Remember, she talked to the media and saying, I got this great Christmas present for you. But, you see, this is what your sister should start to realize how serious power is in the White House. So, for example, the Evergreen said that the Kennedys betrayed the Chicago Mafia, who got him in. They turned Chicago against Nixon, so that gave Kennedy the votes. So he becomes president thanks to the Chicago Mafia. He immediately kind of dropped them, according to the Evergreens, and worked with the New York Mafia because they were more powerful. And when you're in the White House, now he's gotten to be the more, so supposedly most powerful person, he has to go with the powerful Mafia. So the Chicago Mafia got pissed off that they got dropped. So the next 20 years you had this warfare between Chicago and New York Mafia. There's famous, you know, Godfather murders in those, in that period. So my point was that people don't understand what the White House is. It's an ongoing, you know, continuation of Julius Caesar in world power. You could even say it's an extension of Lucifer or whatever is the negative energies in this world, if there is a bureaucracy to it. This is the naivety of... McClune used to say that the backroom wars before television were understood to be always going on, and it wasn't a big deal. But then the gloss of television brought in a whole different celebrity to the mafia guys fighting it out in the White House always through history. People forgot about... So by the time of Watergate, it was a big deal to find out about the dirty dealings going on behind bars, or behind this and that, that Watergate represented. And McClune used to say, you know, his generation and older people, that was not news to them, that that kind of trickery was going on. So he said that television flipped things. The inside, Big Brother went inside, but talk about Big Brother went outside into media celebrity. And then the Godfather, or the actual Italian Mafia, they made movies to celebrate their reality since the Nixon election, and that was the Godfather series. You know, so what's his name? Is it Coppola who made the Godfather? I think it was Coppola. You know, he gets a big deal as a movie director for his generation, but it was funded by the Mafia. They wanted movies to celebrate them. See, so that's the naivety. They don't teach this stuff in high school.
Yeah,
and it maybe it's true they kids shouldn't know about it, but they are in their media diet getting this stuff anyways. Now, so there is no such thing as teenagers anymore in terms of knowing social patterns.
Right.
Their youth makes them immature in responding to the knowledge, or they react differently. And I guess it's led to the millennials. If you think of the transparency that's come in with social media, it led to these kids, 15, 16, 17, 18 in high school, who were being shown the horrors beyond what a normal teenager would know about, and that's why they had to be coddled and protected, and now they're these snowflake heads, you know? They're just too fragile.
Right. Yeah, this is really reminiscent. What does fragile mean?
What's those words? Julie mean? What's that?
Fragile.
Oh yeah, fragile. And did he say meme? The fragile meme?
Mean.
Yeah, M-E-M-E. The fragile meme, right?
M-E-A-N.
Fragile mean. Well, they're what? They're fragile? Or they're mean because they're fragile? What's it mean?
I'm not using the word, but we're asking you.
I didn't hear the question mark. You just said fragile mean. There's no question mark there in that tone.
Why?
So how can I help you?
Fragile mean.
What's he saying, Linda?
The word.
What does fragile mean?
Oh.
What does that word
mean? He's asking me. Wait, well, he knows what it means. It's the most popular word in history. What? Everybody uses the word fragile.
Oh.
The millennials are fragile. They crack under no pressure.
Black don't crack, Bob.
Yeah, that's what it used to be. There ain't no blacks anymore. We're all the same. All kids are the same now.
What?
Chip body victims.
Yeah, this is very reminiscent to me of what happened with JFK. You have a populist president and...
there you go to that bullshit again.
There's all these factions that are wanting to kill him.
Well, wait a minute. You know, Linda, way back in 2010, 11, 12, Ian started talking about...
just a girl.
Yeah. Ian was talking about how Obama was a replay of the 60s. And we didn't know it, but Obama got killed. You know, he went through this too. He got murdered. So
that's
it's
true.
Been the 60s for 10 years, so to speak, on the level of the Kennedy drama.
Yeah, for sure.
And that damn Warren Commission again, he just won't let it go, will he?
What's interesting is that Hillary Clinton was on the, I guess, the Democratic Party. No, she was a lawyer, so whatever, whoever was, maybe the special prosecutor, whoever was investigating Nixon and Watergate, there was a special thing that they did on March 6, 74, I think, against Nixon, and it was March 6, 94, where the Clinton image started to fall apart with Whitewater. So maybe Whitewater purposely was done on the anniversary of the date of the faction that got nailed by Hillary and her team in 74. So it's an interesting synchronicity of dates, but also that's what, Hillary was in the middle of it. I mean, you know, a young lawyer is right there dealing with Nixon, but that's because her father had set up the Chinese thing.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of words.
She was a princess. She was a princess like Princess Margaret in American context.
Did Hillary fuck Lyndon Johnson?
No, but she fucked everybody else, and male and female.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Of her generation or whatever. She never fucked Bill Clinton. There's a significant point.
Noted.
So it
duly noted.
Yeah.
No, we just said noted.
So,
yeah.
So is the CCP the driving force behind this takeover of the United States, or is they're just a player in it?
I don't even
know
what you're talking about. So
yeah, let me give you the background. The Chinese have been running the show here in many ways since the 30s. So all through Iondom from 2009 on, we heard of the influence of China in America. And it was presented in a kind of a positive light, that America would never collapse, the Chinese would never let the economy collapse, America was a dragon, and it was going to be a success. And
right.
Carol and I were part of that success that was being brought in. Once Trump got in, the geniality between Obama and Xi Jinping was cracked a bit. So the question is the CCP the people who own America, or is it the mountain? And the CCP interrupted the mountain's purpose with America, and Trump came in to correct that. So there's two parts of China involved in the China ownership of America.
Right.
So you have to begin, I think, with that complexity and whatever question you come up with.
Okay. Well, I've been on for a long time, so I'll formulate that and ask that the next time.
Yeah. So the CCP, so I say the mountain's been in charge since I've been in charge, the last year, say, and as a result of that, the CCP had been weakened, and they got real desperate, and they had to win Biden. In other words, the, if they hijack what the mountain had had for decades or centuries, and they intervened, interrupted it to protect their asses as they were going down over there, you have this incredible battle happening. But it's all the Chinese guys not consolidating their power, but losing it over the next period, along with Biden and Hillary losing.
Okay.
So it's a monumental battle of usurpers of the historical bond between America and China on the secret level.
Right.
Which is the mountain. So is that, does that make sense, Ion?
What about how many gallons of Chardonnay it took Hillary to overcome this thing?
Okay, so we should play another, more Bob stuff, because Ion needs a break.
Yes, I'm sensing that. Thank you very much, Ion. Thank
Damn.
You, Bob.
What do we, yeah. what do we say something bad or something again?
Hey, look at that bird. Look what I'm up against. The biggest hypocrite. Lying hypocrite. He won't answer questions.
Oh, and now you're facing it. Now you're facing it. Tell him how you like to prepare duck confit.
Remember he used to give quotes from Wyndham Lewis and pick somebody in a show and quote the hell out of them? Well, he's doing that now with recipes. Like he's Ion the callback. I don't recognize one word he's saying. I don't know food.
Or okay, ice so cream. What? Or ice cream, or sugar, or Lapperts, or
okay, so
bars.
We'll take one person and see how Ion does to see if there is an Ion.
Choose wisely, old better one. Choose wisely, old better
okay.
one.